so to the living room, all do retire to ponder events and warm by the fire. In truth, this is so they must no longer see the body of Albie atop of the tree. The sight of it there is extremely off-putting, and surely would stop people eating their pudding. Miss Bush gets her laptop out, furiously clicking, while Perky flusters and flaps like a chicken, offering eggnog and freshly baked pies. The murderer's plan was clever, she cries. That switch was for lowering the great chandelier. I use it to help clean the lights every year. Reluctant to waste her Christmas apparel, Santana decides to strike up a carol and tries to get Angel to join in the song, but our former choir girl's not playing along. Jack Torrance ignores them. He's too busy jotting. But is it a novel or murder he's plotting? Meanwhile, Yul Groan slinks down in his chair and hopes no one asks him what he's doing there. As Santa Claus, Nick, casually nibbles a celery stick. He doesn't seem bothered by Albie's demise. Just what is he hiding beneath that disguise? Just then the butler Didit speaks up. Might one suggest we hurry things up? Now Master Le Grinch has sadly expired. I need to go out and get myself hired. My stipend won't last much beyond Boxing Day. So let's catch the killer and be on our way.